Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. One of the fastest growing dairy categories is drinkable yogurts. Lala, a brand from Borden Dairy, has embarked on a national advertising campaign for its yogurt smoothies. Here to talk about drinkable yogurts and Lala smoothies is Desiree Johnson, Lala's Director of Marketing, based in Dallas. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jim. It's nice to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, spoonable yogurts have been popular for a long time in the United States, and so has frozen yogurt. But I think drinkable yogurts are relatively new. So tell me about this product. Who buys them, and why are they popular?
That's right. They are extremely popular with, I would say, a consumer who is interested in nutrition, but at the same time, hyper-focused on convenience. So we hear a lot from our research, and it's backed up in Mintel and Simmons, that the consumer who drinks yogurt, and when we talk about yogurt outwardly to consumers, we call them yogurt smoothies, are really looking for better-for-you snacks and foods, but in a way that they can run out the door and fits their busy lifestyle. And it's funny, if you happen to see some of the recent press on millennials and their view on cereal, pouring a bowl of cereal is actually too much work and considered inconvenient. So when you say to them, would you rather eat a yogurt out of a cup with a spoon or grab a bottle and go, we clearly win. We clearly win in the space. And that's the consumer we're appealing to. We actually target a consumer called Shaper on the Go, and it's a Simmons target, and they index at 166 for drinkable yogurt, and they are extremely receptive to the Lala product because of the nutrition and the portability.
Okay, when you say they index at 166, what does that mean?
They against the average yogurt consumer, the Shaper on the Go indexes at 166 for buying drinkable yogurt. And 36% of them say they only buy drinkable. So we're driving incrementality to the dairy sets for the dairy buyer.
Okay. You had mentioned the nutrition in yogurt. Tell me a little bit about the protein, the calcium, and some of the other nutrients.
Yeah, you bet. Like many yogurts, we are good for you. We're a snack option that is, or a meal option that is very good for you. So we have a variety of products. Our core product, when I say core, I mean our non-Greek product, has been very popular. It tastes fabulous. It's rare that you will put our product in front of someone and then not just really exude surprise and delight. We have this happen with so many dairy buyers, with kids, with families. But in any event, our core Lala product has 5 grams of protein, and so it's close to an egg in nutrition. So I give that to my son, my 11-year-old, as he walks out the door in the morning and doesn't want to eat an egg. It's a great option, and we have 14 really delicious flavors. Then we have our Greek product, Lala Greek Yogurt Smoothies, and they have 12 grams of protein. So that's like eating 2 eggs. And then we are also coming out with a new Healthies line. Our first product under our Healthies line is Lala Curb. And it's got 10 grams of protein plus 8 grams of whole grains. It really curbs your appetite. It satisfies a craving and satisfies your appetite. And then you have 100 Calorie launching in July along with Curb. We'll be on shelves in July. And that's really for the more calorie conscious consumer who's looking for a good snack, a tasty snack, but within 100 calories. And it also has 5 grams of protein.
Okay. Well, I know that everybody needs to consume more protein. So your yogurts are delivering that.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the mouthfeel. What's it like to drink a yogurt? And I know you have a lot of flavors, so let's talk about the mouthfeel and some of the flavors.
Yeah, you bet. So the mouthfeel is really delicious. It's rich and creamy. It's, you know, a lot of people have been used to making smoothies at home, and so they know a thicker drink. And it's much like a rich and creamy smoothie that you might have put ice cream in, for instance, but much better for you. And so that's the mouthfeel. There are some other drinkable yogurts on the marketplace that have come and gone, quite frankly, because some of them are thin and watery, and I don't think that's a mouthfeel that bodes well for a yogurt smoothie. And we have some really neat flavors, so I'll read off some of the flavors, and this is our core non-Greek product. We have wild strawberry, tropical mango, creamy coconut, strawberry kiwi, mixed berry, harvest peach, pina colada, strawberry banana, pecan cereal, strawberry banana cereal, and prune cereal. So we have something for everybody. And then in our Greek, we have tropical mango, harvest peach, and wild strawberry.
Well, that's great. You mentioned that some of the consumers are drinking these at breakfast instead of pouring themselves a bowl of cereal. So tell me a little bit more about these cereal flavors. Is there actual chunks of cereal in there?
No, it's not chunks. It's really kind of more like oat bran and wheat germ and those, that kind of consistency versus flakes of, you know, cornflakes or Cheerios.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So you have the breakfast day part covered. What other times of day are consumers taking these products?
So we actually developed Curb as satiety, in other words, satiating your appetite, because it has the whole grains, it has the 10 grams of protein, so it goes a little further in the functional benefit arena for us. And we envision people actually consuming that as a meal replacement if they wanted to.
So maybe for lunch or for dinner?
Absolutely. We also find that people also, because our yogurt flavors are so tasty, they consume it for a mid-morning snack. They'll also, we hear, consume it for dessert. We have a lot of families that say they give it to their kids when they get home as a snack.
Okay.
Right. So they're very versatile.
And do you need to keep them refrigerated?
Yes.
Okay.
Like all yogurt, yes.
Okay, so it's a fresh dairy product.
It is, and I send it to school with my son in his lunch pack with his normal little ice pack with mm-hmm. his sandwich in it and his lunch.
Okay. So I want to shift a little bit. I know that Lala has been a regional player in the United States for many years, but now your products are available nationally. Tell me, what happened?
We embarked on a national expansion just this year, end of last year, beginning of this year, and we have taken distribution from 29% to 58% since the end of last year. We expect to be at 70% by Q3 of this year. So we've had incredible receptivity. As you're probably aware, if you pull IRI data, yogurt overall, blended yogurt, has grown under 3% in the last 52 weeks, whereas drinkable yogurt has grown close to 12%. And if you look at Lala sales, we're growing at a pace of 21% or more in the last 52 weeks. So it's an incredible story to the retailer and the dairy buyer when you say, look at the kind of growth we're fueling, and then you add to it the incrementality, the fact that the yogurt drinker doesn't, 36% of them don't buy blended. It's a great story. And so we've had incredible receptivity at the retail level.
Okay. So are retailers placing these items in the yogurt section or somewhere else in the dairy case?
In the yogurt section, and some of the retailers who have seen the incredible success we're beginning to have are beginning to install or set up, if you will, dedicated drinkable yogurt sections.
Okay. So these would be drinkable yogurts and kefirs and similar products, is that right?
That's right. That's correct.
All right. And I know that they're available in supermarkets and C-stores and club stores, is that right?
Available in club, in supermarkets, and in very soon we will have another size offering, a larger size offering that will be available in C-store and drug.
Okay.
Yes, we're in the middle of a channel expansion.
And now to get the word out, you have a heavy advertising budget from what I see on when I watch TV.
Yeah, you're right. We hear from all of the buyers that they are hearing us, and consumers that they are seeing us everywhere, no matter when they turn the TV on, at what time and what network. We bought an extremely heavy consumer schedule against our target shaper on the go. And we've got 30-second and 15-second spots that really speak to the portability and the convenience, along with the core benefits that Lala offers, which are protein, and we tout made with real fruit. You know, on our packaging, we put other benefits. For instance, no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial ingredients or colors. And so we're very in keeping with the clean label and the consumer's interest in good for you product and as natural as possible.
Okay. Well, I just want to get back to your summer launches. You talked about Healthy's Curb and 100 Calorie. You said those will be available in July?
Yes, they will. They will be in stores in July, and the Greek and the Core are in stores now, and we have some other exciting news that will follow that I can't speak about now, but we have some really exciting on-trend innovation happening at Lala.
These are sold in single-serve bottles, which are about 7 ounces. Do you sell them in multi-packs as well?
We sure do. Our most popular size is actually a 4-pack, and 10-pack is very popular as well, because families, they buy multiple 4-packs and 10-packs, yes. In fact, that's our most popular size.
Well, Desiree, thank you very much for the update on Lala smoothies and Greek yogurt smoothies.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jim.
Well, that's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+, and keep up to date on All Things Dairy at dairyfoods.com.